Okay, we are starting Hilchos Trefos. We are on Siman Mem Dalet. Okay, just a quick, I wouldn't say review, but just interesting to point out, we were speaking about Yonim, Bnei Yonah, doves, people call them. So we learned yesterday that it refers to the species rock dove, right? We gave the scientific name. And basically, just to point out, there's about, from what I've read, about 1,000 different breeds of just what a rock dove is. So obviously this Bnei Yonah looks relatively similar, but there are definitely certain differences, such as we would all notice right away, a color difference, but they're all good. And just, so they would all be, as far as I know, they're all good for Karbanos. And just if it helps you understand, that, for example, a dog, the normal dogs that we have, and even some wolves, are really only one species. They're all the same. And but there's over 300 different, what we would call breeds, from what we can see. So obviously they can have differences. Just interesting. Okay, let's go to Mem Dalet Hey. So now, we know, remember we learned about missing or kidneys or not. Now, you have two kidneys, but one of them became too small. So that's a sign of a sickness that makes it a trefa. Right? It was naturally a certain size, but then it got smaller through a sickness. V'kama taktin v'titaref. How small does it need to get to say, okay, now it's a trefa, it's not going to live. So bebehema daka ad kepo. As long as it's still the size of a bean, then this is for behema daka, like sheep and goats. So as long as it's the size of a bean or bigger, well, if it's bigger than a bean, it's for sure a kshera. If it's smaller than a bean, it's a trefa. And most of the poskim, kimat all of them, point out, certainly according to the Shulchan Aruch, that if it's exactly a bean, it would also be a trefa. That's brought down by many poskim, such as Kaf HaChaim and Aruch HaShulchan and others. Kaf HaChaim does point out it's a machloket, and he says, behefsin meruba, if it'd be exactly, again, we're not going to get to that case l'maisa, then it would be l'hakel, upul bichlal trefa. And the pool itself, you see, is exactly a trefa. So that's the psak. Ubegasa ad ke'anava. But for like a cow, the shear is a grape. Now, ke'anava benonit. It goes by your average grape out there. When you go to the grapevine, it's your average grape. Ve'anava bichal trefa. And if it's an exactly anava, it's also going to be a trefa. Okay. V'davka shiktina machmat choli. Now we're only talking about if it got small because of an illness. Let's say you have a small animal, or just a naturally small kidney. Aval im hayta ketana b'toldata kshera. But if that's how it grew, it's a healthy animal, and that's how it grew, then it's a kshera. V'heichi adinan ihavi machmat choli olo. And how do you know if it's because of a sickness? So how do you know? It's based on, you look at the organ, you look at the kidney. There's a thin membrane that goes around the kidney. If it looks like everything looks normal, then you assume that's how the animal grew, and it's 100% kosher, you don't be a machmer. If you see that all of a sudden the membrane on the outside is all wrinkled, shriveled, so then you see that it got smaller. So then it decides. If it's the size of a pool for a daka, a full, whatever, a bean for a daka, or a grape for a gasa, so then that decides if it's going to be a kshera or a trefa. And what's the size? So we know it goes by a benonit, that's clear. You look at Shachtas and others, so they're all wondering exactly what are the sizes of an anava and a full. It's really unclear what they are. And we see from the Gemara that the anava, the grape, obviously was much bigger than the bean, which is usually how we see it, but when you read them, they see a little bit like perhaps nishtana hateva, and now they're much smaller than they used to be, so it's unclear what the shear would be, but it seems to be that as long that the minag is, you can, for the bean, we have a somewhat of a masorah based on for the grease, it has other halachas that it does come up, nida, whatever. So I didn't find an exact psak. Again, I don't think this case happens too often, if ever, but probably somewhere from 21 to 30 millimeters in length would be certainly big enough for a bean. 21 or 30, okay, I'm not sure, depending how machmer one should be. And then for a grape, so also Darkei Tshuva points out it's chatzi beitza shel today. Anyway, looking at different things, and Kaf HaChaim writes, the minhag is you at least pick the biggest grape, even though really the halacha is beinonit, but we're afraid that the anava became small, the grapes are smaller nowadays than we used to. We have a similar thing, the Taz points out, by zeitim, olives. Olives, Tosva says, is half an egg. But nowadays, normal eggs are much bigger than double the size of a kazayit. So it's a big question mark. I'm not exactly sure what's done. Lemaisa, again, these cases are rare. Normally, you're not going to find one so small, and you'll see the membrane will usually be normal. So it's an unusual case, but probably somewhere 30, maybe 35 millimeters. If I said centimeters before, I meant millimeters by the bean. So anyways, probably 21 or 30 is good for a bean, and a grape 30 or 35, you should be safe. Maybe 35, you want to be on the extra safe side. This is a dina d'oraisa, and you would be safe with that number. Okay, let's go to Vav, I think. Vav. So one writes that when it says that the klayot are missing. Now, by the way, remember, going back into hey, if one of them is a problem, that makes, even though we had this before, even though you could, one of them is missing, it's okay. But if one of them has a serious problem, then that makes the whole animal a trefa. Okay, vav. Now, when we say nitlo klios that kshera, Hainu keshenitlu biyad o keshenivret kach. So it depends how it's missing. If it's because someone took it out, or it was born that way and it's still living, so it's then you do shchita, it's not a nevela. So that's when we say if there's no kidneys, it's a kosher. It's a ksher when you do a shchita. Avaim nitla yidei choli. But if it disappeared because of a choli, right? Like we just had the case of it got smaller, so it follows, it flows. Kevan shektina lefachod mikashir kvarnesa. So when it gets smaller and smaller and smaller, now it's reaching the size smaller than the pole or the anava, and now it's already aser. So eich tachzor lekshera, how can it come all of a sudden get kosher again? So therefore, in that case, it's a treif. Kshagamru lechalot. So if they're missing, you have to take a look at the sack. Right? And this is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, quotes it. So if it's missing completely, it depends. You have to see if there's a sack, right, the membrane where it used to be, or where you think it might have been. So you have to check. First to see if there is a sac, and then second of all, again, you don't have to check for klios normally, but if you notice that there's no klios, so now you got to look for the sac, and you have to look that the problem is, if you find the sac and you look inside, and then there's something that looks like it was growing, so that some fat or something there that looks like it's the sign of it was growing, but it never grew and never finished, then it's a kshera. But if it's completely empty, so then we're worried that the klayot emptied out somehow and it became a trefa. Okay, Zayin. Im hayu gimel kuyos o yoter vihiktino. If there used to be three or more, and then vayeterot, and one of the extra ones became smaller, v'nisharu shtayim kihalchatan, you're left with two good ones, shelo yiktino, that did not become smaller, ksheira. So here, you end up with a kula that if you had three and one of them became smaller, since you still have two good ones, then that's okay. Okay. Chet. Yesh mishakatav delova nakuya lakutahu, because shinu yumara poselba. Now, one writes that if you look at the white portion on the inside, the kidney, and if it looks like it's diseased, it's dissolving, it's full of pus, so then it's a shinu yumara and it's pasel. Tet. Now, if the entire kidney becomes red, or part of it becomes red, it's not a more red than usual, then it is still a kshera. Okay, yud. Ein tarfas pekulia shel oaf. When it comes to the kidneys of an oaf, there's no trefas. It's just it's different, it's smaller, and it just doesn't have the same halachas. Okay. Let's get to Siman Mem Hei. Din im nital hashilya. This refers actually to the uterus. Okay, here it's referring to the uterus if it's missing. So Aleph, Seif Aleph. Behema, o'of, shenital ha'im, if in an animal or a chicken, so then, or a bird, the aim is, this is also a uterus. Okay, or for a bird, it doesn't have a uterus, it's the sac that holds the eggs before it gets its shell and moves on. So the okay. So it has the equivalent of, it's called an aim. It's the holder, the mother holder. Okay. I did not look up the English scientific term for it, but that's what it is. Okay. So let's go on. I will just point out, so the Shulchan Aruch reads, for both a behema or a bird, it's kosher. Shehavlad munachba, that's the container, the uterus or the sac that holds the embryo or the eggs in the initial states. Kshera, it's still a kshera. But the Shach points out, from Tosfos and many others, that actually if it's missing in a chicken, that's a trefa. That's a very bad sign for the mother, and it's a trefa. He's cholik on the Shulchan Aruch, and he says you should be machmer unless there's hefsid meruba. And usually for us nowadays, one chicken's not hefsid meruba. But okay, haga. Right, but it all depends. Obviously, everything depends on the case. Haga v'kol shekein nikav dekasher. So we learned if it's missing, it's kosher, and kol shekein if it has a hole, it's also going to be kosher. Okay, now v'yesh machmirim lesor benikav o nimok. And the Hagar writes, the Ramah that says some are machmir, if it has a hole or it's dissolving. And the Shach actually here, and you can see the Taz going back and forth, but the Shach is cholik on the if it has a hole. He says if it's a hole, the poskim say it's a kshera. And so that would be the halacha. Also, if it's just cut, it would part of it, that also, he writes, nechtach miktzato, it would also be a kshera. Yesh lahachmer, the Ramah continues, im lo b'makom hefsed meruba. So you should be machmer unless it's a case of hefsed meruba. Okay, let's go to bet. Nitla shalpuchit. What happens if the bladder is missing? The bladder is shemei reglayim nikvim letocha, that's where the urine goes, it collects in there. So kshira, if the whole bladder is missing, it's a kshira. V'yesh osrim, and some say no, that would be a trefa. Haga, v'hachi nahug lahatrif afilu benikav. So the Ramah writes, it's asr if it's missing, and it's also a trefa if it has a hole. Okay, that's it. Okay, so let's start with Siman Mem Vav. Okay, Dini Tarfas B'Mi'ayim. So now we're going to learn about the intestines. So Seif Aleph. Nikvu hadakin trefa. If in the dakin are intestines, if along the intestines there's a hole, right? That's a trefa. Vafilu leha shabas sotamatan. Sotamatan eina stima. Even if there's a lot of, I don't know, mucus or some kind of, I'm not sure exactly what's included, but certainly mucus would be, maybe certain kinds of loose adhesions, I'm not sure. That would make, that's, 1 second. So then it does not seal the hole, and it's still considered a trefa. Okay, so even though it's completely covered up, since it's something that's loose, it is not a, anything loose, I think, would be not, it would not help. Vafilihi devuka behen harba, ad she'eino yacho lehotzia ela ayidei adchak. Even if it's tightly attached to it, right, it could be some kind of an adhesion, or crusted, I don't know if that happens, crusted mucus or whatever's in there, secretions, so then, and it's difficult to peel it off, but it does peel off, then that still is not good enough to be sotem a hole. If there's a hole in the intestines, it's a trefa. However, v'im chelev tahor sotem kshera. But if it's kosher chelev that's attached to the intestines, then it would be a kshera. Normally, or often, when you hear the word, again, there's chelev tame, chelev tahor. That means kosher chelev, non-kosher chelev, right? Parts of the Torah says if we eat chelev, fats, that's, I think we'll get to again, we will get to it later, which we already alluded to, you get kares for. And there's other parts, fats in the body, that's kosher. So they both are chelev, one is tahor, one is tame. However, often, in order to make a simple distinction, so often, when we say chelev tahor, we say shuman. Chelev tahor is shuman. Chelev tameh is stam chelev that you get karet for. So often you'll see shuman is used for kosher, but chelev can go either way. So for chelev you have to watch out for. Shuman is generally going to be for kosher fat. So here, chelev tahor, there's normal shuman that's attached to the intestines, and that normal fat that's tightly, generally shuman, we're going to see this also later, shuman is generally tightly and a bunch of little, and if you peel off part of it, the rest of it's going to stay. You just rip off a little bit, and it doesn't peel off. You have to like cut it or rip it off, and then you're going to have other, it's just the shuman's going to keep on sticking. So that's the nature of shuman. And so since it's a tough attachment, tight, strong, therefore, it is a kshera, because it does seal up the hole, and it's not going to loosen up, and it's not going to become an open air hole that makes it into a trefa. Shakol chelev tahor sotem, because if it's chelev, a pure chelev, which means shuman, kosher chelev, it does seal up. Tame ina sotem, but tame, we're not talking about tumas and tara, we're talking about non-kosher. That means what we normally call chelev, non-kosher chelev, then that's not. Because one of the properties of, we're going to get to this, it's totav, what's it called? Krum veniklav. The properties of treif, or non-kosher chelev, that you get kares for, it's either kares or kosher. But the chelev that you're not allowed to eat, the property of it is it drapes over it like a simla, that's totav, that's the expression in the Gemara, and it has a membrane around it, krum, and it peels off easily. You can just peel the chelev right off. So, but that's the definition of chelev. And it's really referring to a few different parts, and there's obviously, but there's also an exception. It's also chelev that's a little bit tough. We'll get to it later, hopefully. So that's the... okay, so anyways, generally speaking, chelev is not sotem, because by definition, we know it comes off. Chutz mikrum sha'al halev, chelev sha'al, 1 second, mikrum sha'al halev, chelev sha'al gabe har karkashta. Perush Hamaya Davuk Bifi Atabat. Okay, which is Kakashta is it's the end of the intestines, either referring to the colon or the rectum, not sure. But okay, it's at the end. So then, except for the heart. Now on the outside, so we learned the heart, the muscle of the heart itself, there is what we call shuman, or chelev tahor. And that's on the inside of the sac, the inside of the pericardium. The pericardium is looser, so that is not sotem, and the fat that's on the heart also is not sotem. Again, it's not really related to the b'nei me'ayim, but it's just brought down over here.
Both the inner and the outer are kosher?
Yeah, 100%. Of the heart, correct. Chelev is very specific. It's around the stomach. There's the greater, lesser, whatever, but we'll get to there. We'll get to there, and a part of it sticks onto the intestines. But that's the only chelev that's treif. Okay. So here, even though it's chelev tahor by the heart, it's not davuk, and it doesn't seal the hole. The shuman seals the hole, the inner fat on the inside of the pericardium. Okay? And the same thing by the karkashta. There also it's loose. Shalfa pishehem tehorim, even though you're allowed to eat it, einam sotamim. Okay. V'chelev chaya shekenegdo asur v'behema eino sotim. Now, chelev is in a behema, chelev is not asur in a chaya. But the corresponding chelev that would be asur in a behema is not sotim. It's kosher in the chaya, but it's not sotim because the physical properties are exactly the same. The halacha is different as far as being treif or not, but as far as being sotim to seal a hole, being a loose attachment or a tight attachment, so that's this physically it's exactly the same. Okay, v'ha'of kol shuman shelo sotim, and by a bird, again also all, anything that you would want to call chelev, it's all kosher, like a chaya, and all the fat for a chelev for an oaf, not like a chaya. By a chaya, the properties are some of the chelev is loose. But all fat inside the chicken is sotim. Haga, v'eino sotim ela be'oto ever she'ashuman davuk bo betoldato. This is intuitive, but he just spells it out. Now, shuman, even though we just said all shuman is okay, really this applies to, not only to birds. But anytime we said that the shuman seals it, that's only if it's tightly attached to it. That's the reason why it's okay. So it has to be attached to that organ that it's coming from. If it's to the neighboring organ right next to it, then by definition, it's going to be similar to the non-attached treif chelev. Im sotim nekev shel ever acher, but if it goes to another ever to be sotim, it's next to it. Lo mikre stima, even though it's pressed against it, it's not called a stima, and it's a treifa. Okay, I guess maybe we'll stop here.
All right.